There's a very well-known yesoid about the Isser of Moiti Shemra that is brought down in the Sefer Chovos HaLevavos. And we are going to introduce his yesoid by asking a question that the Achronim grapple with regarding an apparent stira in the Psukim. And the stira pertains to the Einish of Moshe and why he was unable to enter Eretz Yisrael. Mitzad Echad, the Pasuk says, Loma Hariyos. Mitzad Echad, we are taught that the reason why Moshe Rabbeinu was unable to enter Eretz Yisrael along with the rest of Klal Yisrael was because he spoke disrespectfully to the Rabbeinu Shalom and he said, Loma Hariyos. Initially, when interacting with Paroi and with trying to be Matzliach in negotiating with Paroi for Klal Yisrael's release, instead of being Matzliach in the negotiations, it backfired. And Moshe comes back to the Rabbeinu Shlalem and he says, Loma Hariyos, why did you do Ra? And for that, he was punished and he was unable to enter Eretz Yisrael with the rest of Klal Yisrael. The question is that Mitzad Sheni, we have a different Einish that appears to be the reason why he was unable to enter Eretz Yisrael, and that was because of the chet of the Meimariva. We find that Moshe Rabbeinu was commanded to speak to the rock, and instead of speaking to the rock, he hits the rock, and by hitting the rock, he disobeyed the directive of the Rabbeinu Shalom, and he was nenash, and he was therefore punished, and he was unable to enter Eretz Yisrael. So there seems to be a stira. Was the reason why he wasn't zeiche to go into Eretz Yisrael because he said Lama Hariyoso? Or was the reason why he was unable to enter Eretz Yisrael because he had the maisa with the Mei Meriva and he hit the rock rather than merely speaking to the rock? So in order to answer this question, some of the Achroinim shteltsu the yesoid of the Chovos HaLevavos. Says the Chovos HaLevavos, if a person speaks Lashon Hara about a different person, Reuven says Lashon Hara about Shimon, not only is the Aveira that he did a terrible sin, and it's something that brings a terrible Einish upon him, but his Schusim, aside from the Lashon Hara, forget about the Lashon Hara, Stamazoi, the Torah that he learned, the Chesed that he did, the Mitzvahs that he did, the Medaber Lashon Hara has his schusim transferred to the account of the victim. And so too the averus that the victim did, that the person that you said Lashon Hara about did, those averus get transferred to the account of the Medaber Lashon Hara. That is an unbelievable yesoid, and the Chofetz Chaim says that it actually comes from a medrash. There's a mefurish and medrash that tells us this yesoid. And says the Chovos HaLevavos, there was a maisa with a certain tzaddik that discovered that someone said a terrible thing about him. And the tzaddik sent him flowers. He sent him a matana. And he thanked him because now he was zeiche to receive the schusim of this individual. Because when you are medaber lashon hara about someone else, his schusim stay with him and his averis go to the medaber lashon hara. And the Medaber Lashon Hara loses his chusim go to his victim. This is the yesoid of the Chovos HaLevavos, which is a very scary yesoid. And he says that when you come up to Shemayim, people will be flustered because they will see that sometimes perhaps they will be attributed chusim that they didn't really earn. And sometimes a person will lose the chusim. And he will realize that somehow the schusim that he did didn't stick to his bank account. And vice versa. Sometimes a person would do an aveira and realize that it's not there. It went to someone else. And sometimes someone else's aveiras will all of a sudden come to your bank account. How does this make sense? Says the Chovos HaLevavos. And the Chofetz Chaim brings this down. That it works by this aveira of Lashon Hara. However, it's mavur from the Chovos HaLevavos that this concept only applies if it's Lashon Hara. If what is being said is not true, and only then do we have this unique idea that the schusim of one person get transferred to the other person. However, if what is said is something that is considered true, and it's considered Lashon Hara, it's not considered Moitzi Shem Ra, then even though it's a terrible Aveira, we don't have this concept that the Chavis Avos tells us about, that one person's chusim get transferred to the other person. Al Kaponim, this is the Chiddush of the Chavis Avos. Based on this Chiddush, the Achorinim say that perhaps could be pshat in the Pasuk by Moshe Rabbeinu. In truth, right when Moshe committed the Aveira of Lama Hariyosa, when he spoke in a way that was improper to the Rabbi Yishlelem, he was nenash, and the einish was that he was unable to go to Eretz Yisrael. However, in the interim, something unbelievable occurred. People were moitzi shemra about Moshe Rabbeinu, and they said in Parshas Korach that he was mezane, and they said that he was over on a terrible avera. Znos, moitzi shemra about Moshe Rabbeinu. His Avera of Loma Hariyosa left and went to those people because of the Yisrael of the Chavis of others. Because at that point there was Moiti Shemra that was said about him, the Avera of Loma Hariyosa dissipated and left his bank account and went to those people. And those people had to suffer with the Avera of Loma Hariyosa. And Mabela, at this point, he was once again eligible to enter Eretz Yisrael along with the rest of Klal Yisrael. And then came along the Chet of the Memeriva, and with that Aveira, he lost his opportunity to go into Eretz Yisrael. And that's the Yishuv to this appearance there. That first, the Oynish was because of Lama Hariyosa. But subsequent to that, there was Moiti Shemra, and then the Oynish of Lama Hariyosa get transferred over. Now he had a free bank account, and only then did he have the loss of the Schus with the Aveira of the Chet of the Memeriva, and only then was he considered out of the running to lead Klal Yisrael into Eretz Yisrael. Rav Chaim Volozhiner, based on this, Chavis Havava says that this perhaps could be the pshat in the Mishnah and Masechus Kedushin right at the end of the Masechta, where the Mishnah tells us, Toiv Shebereifim L'Gehenim. Toiv Shebereifim L'Gehenim. What does it mean, Toiv Shebereifim L'Gehenim? The best doctor goes to Gehenim. Says Rav Chaim Volozhiner, based on the Chavis Havavis, perhaps we could say that what the Mishnah means is the best type of Reife is the one that goes to Gehenim for you. In other words, there are different types of doctors. There's a physical doctor and there's a spiritual doctor. Says Rav Chaim Volozhiner, what's the most powerful type of doctor? What's the best type of doctor? Toiv Shebereifim L'Gehenim. The one that speaks Moitzi Shemra about you and thereby takes your Averis and goes to Gehenim for you. That person is the best doctor. He's your spiritual right that he takes your Averis away from you. That's how Rav Chaim Volozhiner teaches the Mishnah. And Zok Dechido, that is pshat in the fascinating Medrash that's brought down in many of the Rishonim. The Medrash with Yanai, with Rabbi Yanai, where Rabbi Yanai was approached, he saw that there was a certain peddler offering, who wants the Samachayim? Who wants the elixir of life? Who wants the Samachayim? And Rabbi Yanai asked him for it, and he hesitated, but eventually he told him, Miho Isha Chofetz Chaim, etc., etc., etc. He should watch his tongue, and he shouldn't say Lashon Hara. He should be Shema L'Shena. He should make sure never to speak Lashon Hara, never to speak words Yishemra. And Rabbi Yanai said that he gave him the preservatives of life. He gave him the Samachayim. Zach Techida, what was the tremendous secret that this person was giving over when he said this memra of Mi Ha'isha Chofetz Chaim, that you're not supposed to say Lashon Hara? Zach Techida, because he was giving the Samachayim. What's a Sam? Samachayim is the item that's going to preserve life. How do you preserve your mitzvahs? You do mitzvahs, you do tzedakah, you do chesed, you have Torah, you do so many things that are considered mitzvahs. How do you make sure that you maintain those chusim? How do you make sure that you ensure these chusim? How do you make sure that you preserve these chusim? by making sure you don't speak Lashon Hara, by making sure you're Mi Ha'isha Chofetz Chaim, by Mi Ha'isha Chofetz Chaim, someone who's Shomer, his mouth, who doesn't say Lashon Hara, he is a person who makes sure that his Zchusim are protected and they don't get transferred over to a different individual.